Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Friday, June 20th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news early this evening. Your mama's dead, your daddy's dead, this show is dead, and so are you. Dead Outlaw has announced that it will play its final Broadway performance next Sunday, June 29th, at the Long Acre Theater. This already marks the fourth Broadway musical to post its closing notice since the Tony Awards were held on June 8th, three of them having opened late last season. Dead Outlaw tells the so ridiculous it's true story of the failed bandit Elmer McCurdy, whose mummified body toured the United States and was a curiosity in the years and decades after his death. The original scores by David Yazbek and Eric Della Penna, with a book by Itamar Moses, choreography by Annie Taj, and direction by David Cromer. Dead Outlaw was critically lauded but struggled to find an audience. It was nominated for 7 Tonys this year, including Best Musical, but walked away empty-handed. The show's weekly running costs are modest for a musical these days, but so are their grosses. Last week, it only made $449,666. Dead Outlaw was capitalized for $10 million, which will not be recouped. The lead producers are Sonia Friedman and Leah Volokh. 8 songs from the show can now be streamed wherever you download music. The entire musical will be released this October as an audio pro shot on Audible. At the time of its closing, Dead Outlaw will have played 14 previews and 73 regular performances on Broadway. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.